77 WABC. The world is a brighter place with the Yola Nash Show.
WABC, welcome to the Yola Nash Show. I'm your host, Yola Nash. I'm so happy to introduce my very special guest. She's a founder and president of the Russian American Dental Association. She's also a board member of Alpha Omega Foundation. She has been an accomplished doctor in her private practice in periodontics and implant dentistry in New York City and also in Bergen County, New Jersey. And she is an amazing philanthropist. And now she's joining me in our WABC studio, Dr. Rada Sumareva. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Yola. Thank you for a great introduction and for inviting me here.
Oh, absolutely. You made my day. And I've heard you love jazz.
I do.
So we have something in common right there.
Absolutely. Music is my second nature.
Ah, amazing. And your son plays music,
yes,
right?
Yes, plays classical piano and jazz saxophone.
Wow. You created this fantastic campaign called Special Care for Special Needs. Let's talk about it. How did the campaign come about?
Russian American Association is a non-for-profit 501c3 professional society, which organizes educational events for dental professionals. But also, as a non-for-profit organization, we do have community projects campaigns. Mm-hmm. Our two most successful campaigns are Oral Cancer Smoking Cessation Campaign, which we launched in 2008. And as part of this campaign, we provide annual free oral cancer screenings to promote early diagnostics and awareness about oral cancer among the general public. Mm-hmm. We also conduct a super successful annual anti-smoking kids art contest called Kids for Kids.
Oh, beautiful.
And this year contest is calling for artworks from kids age 8 to 15. And all you have to do is submit a drawing with anti-smoking theme to our address, which you'll be happy to provide, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And the deadline is May 7th.
Perfect.
So in January of 2013, RADA launched the Special Care for Special Needs campaign aimed to raise awareness about the challenges of people with disabilities, their families, caregivers, and to empower healthcare professionals and other experts working with this community with the new approaches to care and resources to improve the access to care. The first roundtable took place in October of 2014, and the main outcome was the decision to organize a conference that will build bridges and bring together a diverse group of specialists to promote coordination of services of healthcare providers, NGOs, and social agencies. Alpha Omega Foundation partnered with us on this project, and this is how Building Bridges was born.
Beautiful. What makes the Building Bridges conference unique?
Our conference is unique as, unlike other events of this kind, it facilitates team approach and collaboration between professionals and organizations addressing different aspects of life. Not just care, but of life of the people with disabilities. It's very important that teachers know about healthcare initiatives, at least the basics. Mm-hmm. And it's equally as important that medical professionals do know about social adaptation initiatives and job opportunities and integration opportunities and educational opportunities,
right,
for people with special needs.
So you basically answered my next question a little bit, but what is your major mission of the conference that you would like to achieve?
We are trying to establish a viable network of professionals and organizations that will be patient client centered and will address individual needs of each person with disabilities and each specific family. Mm-hmm. As part of our network, we have the leaders in their respective fields. We have pediatricians, we have specially trained dentists, we have attorneys helping with educational needs, teachers, social adaptation specialists, and various agencies. What I noticed as a healthcare professional is, unfortunately, what's happening in the last two decades, as we advance the science and we become more skillful and knowledgeable and our treatment becomes more sophisticated, what sometimes happens, unfortunately, we shift the emphasis from the patient. So we should remember that the ultimate success is really not the success of specific procedure treatment protocol. Mm-hmm. It's actually the well-being of the patient, not just a healthy body, but also a healthy mind and an overall well-being of the patient. And same goes true with all the other aspects of life of special needs community, people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. So we really want to make sure that we have a team, not just each specific expert, but that they're able to work as a team and become more efficient and helpful to the to people with disabilities, their families and caregivers. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing, our panelists, as I mentioned, they maybe pediatricians, dentists, attorneys, patient advocates. And it's so interesting when we let them speak. It's so interesting to know how much we know collectively, mm-hmm. and how little we know individually.
Yes, that's why it matters to build these bridges. What partnerships are you looking to create?
We are looking for strategic partnerships for other organizations that would be interested in joining the campaign and helping expand the network. Mm-hmm. And again, that includes not only healthcare-related institutions, but also social agencies, non-governmental organizations, anyone working with people with disabilities. Of course, all of this needs, if you want to expand, we need some funds. So in addition to individual and professional sponsorships, we are also applying for the grants.
I wish you so much luck with that, because I know it's not an easy task.
Absolutely.
But you're doing an amazing, amazing work. Also, what successes have you had so far? Please tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, I'm actually very proud to tell that we have gotten recognition from both the professional community and patient advocates groups, parents. We have a few individual examples of successful collaborations with great outcomes for individuals with disabilities. We have improved referral system between some of the organizations that were featured in as part of our three conferences. Mm-hmm. There were a couple of kids that were able to get access to educational programs with help of the attorneys that are part of the project. We acquired a few informational sponsors from organizations that are providing education to professionals with large databases nationwide. One of our dreams is to help set up vocational programs for people with disabilities. We are working now with Tel Aviv University, as an example, Dental Clinic of Special Needs, and Akim, the largest organization in Israel helping individuals with intellectual disabilities. We are helping them coordinate a dental auxiliary dental program. We are sponsoring four young adults with Down syndrome and hope to be able to document this program, and it's our dream to bring it to the United States and start a similar program here. This program is one of the examples. We are big proponents of not only health, but also the ability for people with disabilities to live independently and integrate well in the society. We are looking forward to setting up a lot of preventative programs, because believe it or not, unfortunately, a lot of care is offered when people are asking for it. And unfortunately, yeah, a lot of times it's somewhere much later in the course of the disease. We see it a lot in dentistry. So what we are trying to promote, we're trying to promote preventative, prophylactic care. We're also trying to raise awareness, mm-hmm. about all kinds of program so that kids with special needs could integrate in the society at much earlier age, so that they have possibility of so that they have some job opportunities when they reach 18. Mm. And because a lot of complaints we hear from parents of kids with special needs is that once they become 18 years old, it's hard for them to find programs and it's hard for them to advance their children.
When is the next conference?
Great question. Next conference is about 11 months from now. Uh-huh. It's in March of 2019. I can tell you for sure it's going to be in New York City.
We'll talk more about it. And
hopefully please, your listeners will be able to hear about it too.
Yes. Please give us your website.
www.russiandentist.org. You can also Google Building Bridges Conference, and you will get straight to the page of the conference.
Fantastic. Building Bridges Conference. Dr. Rada Sumareva, thank you so much for stepping by.
Thank you so much, Yola, for having me.
77 WABC. Stay informed. Yola Nash is New York.